John's out with Vegas nonstop. And yes, it is Monday. And yes, we hate Mondays. But we kind
of, we
like them because there's football. Other than that, it's like, is there enough coffee on the planet to get my ass up? I don't think so. But I'm trying. I'm trying real hard. It's been a long weekend. Joining me, as always, my co-host for the last 6 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. How are you, buddy?
Great to be here. Just another manic Monday.
It was a manic Sunday. I was glued to the couch. I watched all, you know, morning games, afternoon games. I watched the evening game.
And once again, our New York Giants stuck it right to us again.
Yes, they did.
Just like they did on Monday night. I can't stand this team. I can't bet with them. I can't bet against them. I don't know if Eli is going to show up to play, not going to show up to play.
Not happy at home. I've said it before. I say it again. He's not happy at home. Joining us this week, Elizabeth Jones. Elizabeth's been on the air with us before. Elizabeth knows about football than any other woman I've ever met.
Oh, wow. I love that. I have to live up to that.
You do. You do have. You came in with news today. Elizabeth is the widow and wife of former great NFL player Deacon Jones. So that's the legacy. And I don't know what your chair of the Deacon Jones Foundation.
I am
executive producer
Jones
director.
Foundation.
It's your foundation.
She is the foundation.
And you might see that we've got Elizabeth brought a poster behind us, and Jeffrey was identifying the players.
I got two out of three. I got Plunkett and Marcus Allen.
I think that's Freddie Biletnikoff.
Yeah. Boy.
It is Biletnikoff?
See, I know.
Bobby says it so matter-of-factly. It's Biletnikoff.
Also joining us, my friend for a bunch of years, Paul Votto, a comedic actor and cigar entrepreneur.
Thank you.
And Cubs fan.
I thought today was Tuesday, so there we go.
Well, this time of year, it's hard to really even realize what day it is.
The days are a little blended together.
Lots to talk about. Let's talk about yesterday at first and football. And Elizabeth came in with some news, though, so let's get your football news first.
Well, Jeff the first Fisher. News, of course, was Jeff Fisher was fired. But the second... Yeah, really. And the second news was that the special teams coordinator, John Fassel, has been made interim head coach.
Who's the son of Jim Fassel.
Right.
Oh.
Local guy, lives here, Jim Fassel.
Yeah, he coached one of
Giants.
Our indoor football teams, right?
Yeah, Jim I don't Fassel, remember what they
former
were.
Former Giants head coach.
Yeah, I hosted him at football for a couple of weeks. He brought the whole team in.
So this is his son?
This is his son, and he's interim head coach now.
Is he head coach material? You would know.
Well, he's been a great special team coordinator.
That's a big leap, though, don't you think, to go from special teams coordinator to head coach?
Yeah, but you know something? I mean, the league just recycles its coaches over and over again. If they don't succeed in one team, they go to another team so they can fail there. I don't get it.
Elizabeth, I couldn't agree with you more. Jeff Fisher had no business still being there.
Yeah.
He's completely, I think, for the several years, has been very overrated. You and I were talking about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a winning record in the regular season, doesn't have a winning record in the postseason. Just was never really able to put together. I guess he did win one Super Bowl with the Rams. No?
No, he's only been there for 5 years. They haven't gone to a Super Bowl.
Titans, I mean, didn't they play? Oh, he lost to the Rams in the Super Bowl, right? That famous Dyson reaching out of the goal line touchdown that wasn't?
No, it was a long time ago that the Rams went to the Super Bowl. They went.
During the Kurt Warner era.
Yeah.
So the one
that
they won, I think they beat Jeff Fisher and the Titans, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I looked at the record. The Rams sent me this thing this morning before I came here, and I think he had 31 wins and 45 losses in 5 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
10 games under 500.
Yeah.
That sounds like the guys in the newspaper when I look at their records are getting worse and worse as the season goes on.
And ours is getting better and better.
We're getting better and better. We're still alive from your four picks from Friday. We need the Ravens to
and we have a really good line on that because you have Baltimore +7, right?
I don't remember what
it's down to 6 now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So Ravens at Patriots at Foxborough, 5:15 kickoff on ESPN, which we thought stood for extra special.
I have ESPN sometimes.
Okay. Baltimore 7-5 has been a nemesis for New England. For Belichick, having been responsible for two of his home playoff losses. Patriots 10-2 split their past four playoff games with the Ravens, with the winner advancing to the Super Bowl 3 times. Jeffrey with a G, what do you think?
This is a very, very tough game for my Patriots. I've been saying it all week. I'm going to stay with that tonight, Jonathan. Even though the Pats are at home and they're 7-1 against Baltimore during the regular season, it's a deceiving number because Baltimore always plays us tough. And we are not very healthy right now. Gronk is out for the year. We lost Danny Amendola, our other slot receiver next to Edelman. Baltimore has, the efficiency-wise, the number one rated defense in the NFL right now. They're number one against the run, so LeGarrette Blount will have a very hard time gaining any yardage. And quite frankly, I don't think Brady's 100%. He's nursing a sore ankle. Our other tight end, Martellus Bennett, is also nursing some injuries. I think this is a very tough game for New England. I love Baltimore with the points, and I would even take a flyer on the money line, Baltimore to win the game outright plus 230.
Well, we covered on the Dolphins with the money line.
Yeah,
that was one of the
Packers.
And the Packers on the money line.
We got both money lines there.
So we got like 15-1 going on this game.
Exactly.
15-1 on our little bet tonight.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of people from Boston, on the way in, you saw a billboard with our friend Vinny Favorito.
Vinny's got to be one of the funniest guys I've ever met. But for him to do this billboard, it's absolutely right. For those of you that live here in town, I guess most of you are our listeners, as opposed to listening to us on
Facebook
Live. You'll know the famous billboard with Mariah Carey in her gold... dress lying. Gold lamé's lying out, looking beautiful. Vinny decided to do an homage to Mariah Carey and is in a gold dress lying out on the ground, and he looks absolutely gorgeous.
Vinny performs at the Westgate. If you get a chance to see Vinny, he's at the Westgate, 9 o'clock, I think 5 nights a week, and one of the best stand-ups you're ever going to see. So if you want to go see our friend Vinny Favorito, he might call in later.
His show is one of the funniest I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's great.
But go in warned. He is... he'll shred you.
So speaking of stand-up comedy, Paul, let's get into my friend Paul Vado here, formerly born as Pablo Rodriguez Jr.
How'd you find that out?
He's really? An actor and writer known for The Trust from 2016. What was that?
That was the movie that just came out recently. It's right now it's streaming, you know, Hulu or Netflix or you know, video on demand. It's with Nicolas Cage and Elijah Wood. They play two crooked Las Vegas cops.
Were you the chef in that? Was that
no? I was a chef in the Sarah Silverman show, this TV show back in the last century.
I put a picture of you up as a chef.
I did also like Vinny Favorito. I once
were naked.
I was pretty much
in a dress,
in a green dress. Remember when J-Lo wore that really revealing green
Absolutely.
Dress?
I saw some pictures of you.
Okay, so I did that, but my name was Jello instead of J-Lo.
Jello.
Funny.
Jello.
I'm
going
to call you Pablo for Jello. The Adventures of Big Handsome Guy and His Little Friend.
Yes. That was Jason Winner, who now who produced Modern Family, I think. So I was in one of his projects back in the day. I was.
Oh, that was 2005.
Yeah, that was.
Wild Girls Gone.
That was a UCB film, Upright Citizens Brigade film that I was cast as Cubano, quote unquote. I was Cubano.
Cubano.
I'm kicking somebody in the butt, and then they think somebody else is doing it, but I'm causing all these problems, and of course, I have a big cigar.
You didn't know I was going to run through this whole thing with you, but I am.
I should have run through it.
So yeah. So I'm very kind of disappointed because your trademark is your crazy hair and your mustache, and you don't have either.
I've shaved both.
Yeah. Now I like the pictures of you with the crazy hair and the mustache.
Yes, I'll have to change that.
So here's more I want to read about.
Top Latino.
Studied and performed improvisational comedy at the Second City Improv Olympic and Annoyance Theater in Chicago. While at the Improv Olympic, you studied with improv comedy guru and legend Del Close.
I absolutely did.
Now, you were there, I think, a couple of years after I was there.
Yes.
But I used to go to breakfast with Del. That's what I didn't tell you before the show. Because I lived on Eugene.
Sure.
Like, you know, right around the corner from Second City, which is how I started going to Second City. Even though I had auditioned... There was an actor coach that lived around the corner from me. I can't remember his name. He was famous for a sketch called The Raven. But Del and I would go to breakfast, and Johnny and Joel Murray were at ETC at the time.
Sure.
And Tim Meadows was part of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Streak was the piano player.
Of course.
Ruby was probably still there when you were there.
Yes, she was.
Fred
Kaz, was it?
Uh-huh.
Fred Kaz.
Fred Kaz was the other piano player in the main room.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably all dead. Joyce Sloan and Cheryl Sloan were running it.
Yes.
Running the zoo. And it was an awesome time for me because I lived in the neighborhood. So we would go to Second. So it started out where I was just going and hanging out with the guys, and I would go to Zany's because I knew Rick Uwat, gone also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Zany's was a stand-up. You know, it was like North and Wells in Chicago was like the comedy corner.
Absolutely.
In Chicago, because we had Zany's on one side that had the best stand-up comics.
Yes.
in Chicago, and Zany's is still there. You know, we have guests that come in all the time, and you know they're from Zany's.
and Cindy Nelson runs Zanies in Chicago.
I was gonna say, doesn't Rob perform there sometimes?
Rob Sherwood also mm-hmm. still performs at yeah. Zanies mm-hmm. in Chicago. He goes back and forth. And then across the street from Zanies was Second City.
Yes, absolutely.
Which started off as an original laundry. It was a dry cleaners or a laundry place, and the original Compass Players. Del Close was one of the originals with Alan Arkin, mm-hmm. and some
Alan
of the original.
Arkin. Love Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin was an original Second City member
so
of the Compass.
So much history there.
So much history in Second City. Of course, Bill Murray and the Murrays and mm-hmm. John Belushi. And across the street where Del lived, and mm-hmm. it might be boring, everybody, but you know that's where the Blues Brothers had their bar. That's where Belushi and Aykroyd,
Aykroyd had their bar that they bought just for them to hang out in, it's my understanding.
Where Del lived down in the alley, like right across the street. It's not there anymore. They made it into, I don't know what, a restaurant or something. But those were apartments that were in there, and there was a little, it was kind of hidden away, and they would just party till 5 in the morning till sure. the sun came up. But sure. we would do Second City, we would do the improv at 10:30, mm-hmm. then we would go either Zanies or we'd go across the street to Burton Place.
Right.
We'd close up Burton Place. Bill Murray had an apartment right on Wells, so we would go up there, Johnny and Joel and the gang and just, you know, wait until the sun came up.
Well, let's not forget Old Town Ale House.
Old Town Ale House
was open until 4. They're open until 4 a.m.
Yeah, Chicago would have 4 and 5 a.m. licenses.
Except on the weekends, you get an extra hour.
So did you make it to the main stage? Did you go all the way through?
No, I started my own group, a group called Salsation, which is still around today. And we put up a show called Touched by an Anglo.
Touched by an Anglo.
Yes, and it was topical then, you know, because it played, you know. Yeah. Yes, it was Touched by an Anglo on the show, and we kind of copied their aesthetic, but we were Touched by an Anglo, and we performed at Donnie's Skybox Studio, and the show found some success. We were there for like 6-7 months performing, and you know, we did kind of off-color bits, but it was comedy with a Latin flavor, you know, because we're right in the middle here where you know, American television thinks that we're Latino, and then Latino television goes like, no, you guys are American, you know, we can't do anything for you. So we've always kind of been stuck in the middle there. And so this was comedy with a Latin flavor. So we did, like, our closing number, we were the Wet Backstreet Boys.
Like this one, Barrio Speedwagon.
Barrio Speedwagon was the group that we created.
A takeoff on Barrio Speedwagon.
Like Barrio Speedwagon. Speedwagon.
It's very funny.
And that was a show that we brought out to L.A., and that's how we, in 2000, how we got managers and agents and everything. So we're like, why would we go back to Chicago and keep struggling there? We've developed this show. Let's just do it in L.A., and I ended up staying there for 9 and 10 years, and I have a place there, and we go back and forth, and I'm getting back into the acting business.
How long have you been in Vegas?
Since 2009. So,
me too.
So 7 years.
Me too.
Now, did Big Daddy Carlos and Ava bring you out here?
They are the ones that forced me to move out here. Yes, I was kidnapped. So please, if you're listening, anyone help me. I'm still being held captive.
Really? By Big Daddy Carlos.
Big Daddy Carlos.
What did they do? They gave you a mop, and they told you to go clean the backstage?
They brought us out because they were partnering up with Binion's Casino, and
sure.
and they'd met Terry Cottle, the owner, and Terry is a big fan of cigars and was looking for a cigar supplier. So I gave up my very, very lucrative career as an actor. people ask, like, oh, my God, you're in L.A., you're doing the acting thing? How did that go? I'm like, well, what do you think? I'm living in Vegas. How do you think it went?
Now, where did you meet your comedic lovely wife, Sarah?
I met her at a Valentine's Day party in Koreatown in Los Angeles, and she was on the Groundlings side, so she had studied at the Groundlings. And my fantasy was to maybe marry the two, the Groundlings and the Second City,
how
and bring
different
them together.
Was how different was Groundlings from Second City in style?
It's very character-heavy. It's sketches. It's...
Imagine just being the difference between Chicago and L.A. that the vibe and energy was so different.
Probably.
It's a little different.
I mean, we did the Viola Spolin exercises
of long-form improvisational mm-hmm. comedy. And that's what, you know, I know more about the Second City and or the differences between, like, Improv Olympic and the Second City. Or, right. I'm sorry, I.O. as it's called now.
Improv Olympic.
Which is, you know, I.O. Sharna. Yeah, Sharna Halperin.
Which was really, you know, Del's girlfriend.
Oh, she's the one that was able to wrangle Del in so that he could create his genius style of improv comedy.
I think we've got to take our first break.
Sorry.
We're going to take our first commercial break. More with Paul Votto and Elizabeth Jones and Jeffrey with a G. So if you got questions on Facebook, send your questions and you give us a call. We'll be right back after this message.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
on Monday's broadcast of Vegas Nonstop. If you're near a computer and want to check us out, you can go to at Jonathan Scott LV on Facebook, at J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N Scott LV, and you'll see what we look like and what we're doing at the commercial breaks. So on the line, on hold, comedian extraordinaire, Boston Patriot, expatriate, Vinny Favorito. Vinny, are you with us?
Vinny!
I am. What's up, guys? Love you guys. Thanks for having me on. You might hear some trucks and stuff in the background. I'm hanging by a construction site because that's what Italians do in the daytime.
So tell us about the billboard. That's what Jeffrey saw, your billboard dressed like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, the new billboards went up a couple of days ago, and there's a bunch of different ones, and they're hot there. But it was really funny because Jeffrey sent me the picture of the one with me like Mariah Carey, and he's like, I almost beat my pants, and I'm like, it's hot. It was actually my wife, Nicole. She goes, you should do, like, a thing on the billboard as Mariah Carey. And I told him, I said, listen, this is my wife's idea, and I said, but find a good body double, because naked, I'm like a bag of onions. And it's hot, man. And I know everyone out there, when they drive by, they want to go to like a Walgreens and get lotion. But I love the campaign. Then there's another one of me looking like the Godfather in an Adidas suit, holding a cat, saying grabbing the, and that's where it ends. And then there's one where I look like Rocky, and then there's a cowboy one for those idiots because they were in town. And I'm a team player, man. But at first when I saw the artwork, I went, oh man, I don't know if I want. And I'm like, you know what? I do, you know. So I'm waiting. But it's really funny. I got a call from Nick Cannon asking me what I was doing Friday. You know, Mariah's ex. And I said, well, I'm a little busy. I'm going on vacation because I look hot. I look hot in it.
Hottest bag of onions I've ever seen.
Okay, so I noticed on the campaign for your Sunday football thing, no more two fingers up. The two fingers up are gone. How's that going, and what do you think about the game tonight, your Patriots game?
Well, I'm a huge Patriots fan, and I always believe in my path that they'll win the game, but I agree with Jeffrey on this one. We're banged up in a lot of areas, and Baltimore is always a team that shows up for us. They kind of, you know how Belichick thinks. They got a guy on their side who used to be with us, so they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? And it's. I don't think it's going to be an easy win, but I do really think we will win. But I think we'll win by 3 points.
I agree with you. I think the Pats pull it out by a field goal. I think it's going to be a tough battle. Baltimore has the number one rated defense, and without Gronk and Amendola and a lot of the weapons there, I agree. And it's going to be a cold, damp night in New England.
And a low-scoring game.
I agree. Like 17-14, 2017.
Yeah. And listen, I understand you saying, and I know you're a Pats fan, Jeffrey, but I understand you saying, you know, even Baltimore on the money line. I just don't think that they have enough and we don't have enough to pull off a small win here. But Brady at home, ever since the Seattle loss, and the Rams, of course, we should have mowed over even better than we did. But I think the Patriots are just playing enough to win. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, but they just don't look like the old Pats to me, Vin. I think Brady's been nursing an ankle injury. Even Martellus Bennett's banged up a little. They're doing enough to win.
I agree, but that's why I don't – I would – if I was betting football, I would not, you know, give – 6 or 6.5 or 7 to Baltimore. I really think the Pats win this one by 3. And like I say, in a low-scoring game. I don't know, with the cold and stuff, and Belichick and Brady, even him nursing an ankle, I think we'll have enough to stay in the game and then just pull it off. I really do.
Well, remember that Baltimore is coming from a cold climate themselves, and they have to win this game to stay with Pittsburgh in the division. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a good one.
Be a good battle, but like I say, it will be a close game. There'll be no blowout here. There won't be any big numbers up on the board. And let's just hope our kicker, who has not been the quality that he's known for this season, for sure. Let's just hope he does his job tonight, because I think it's all going to rely on his foot.
I've never seen Gostkowski have a season like this, but then again,
horrible.
It seems to be plagueing the whole league. I've never seen so many missed
points. This is extra points. Are you kidding me?
PATs.
He must have seen my billboard before he kicked the ball.
Tell us about the Ranchero party. What's new with the show? And you're taking a little vacation. And
listen, guys, I got to tell you, and then I'll get off because I know your show's riveting and people just want to hear more. I am so happy at the Westgate, and even through Rodeo Week, our numbers have gone up and up. And the Red Mercury. Just unbelievable, my production company, and they do everything right down to the billboards. They don't screw around, and the people at Westgate are awesome. But everybody who comes down there is finding out that it's true what they say. They treat you, everybody, the same in there, and really, really well. And the shows are great. And I'm not the only show. You know, we have the Prince tribute with Jason was great, and then you have Sexy after my show, and you have the fabulous Cameo, which. I mean, I just can't believe that I share a stage with Cameo, you know what I mean? And that's why they put in ramps, because they're very old. I just love it, but this is my first real vacation in over 2 years, and my wife, Nicole, and I are taking Nico and Gia. We're doing the whole Disney thing, and, you know, it's just well-needed, well-deserved. And then I'll be back a week from Wednesday doing my show again, and it's just before the holidays. And I just love it. And I hope I retire at the Westgate. I really do.
Well, if you insult the wrong person, you just might.
That's right. You used to host the football. I got you.
Vinny Favorito, what, another question?
Yeah, are you doing the East Coast Disney or the West Coast Disney?
No, we're just going to California, but we're doing, like I said, the Disney. Then we're taking the kids to Flagstaff for that Santa thing and the, you know, the Polar Express. We'll be there for a couple of days in the second week. And just doing a California trip. We have family out there, and we'll try to visit them. That'll cost me a lunch. but my wife, let me tell you, I'll say this and then I'll get off. I don't mean that because of my wife. I don't mean give up that way. My wife is has been my corner man for a long time. She's put up with a lot of ups and downs, and she's a saint, and she deserves this vacation more than anybody. But I love you guys. Jeffrey, it's tough to see you on Facebook Live because you're so short, but I know you're in there. Deacon's wife I've never got to meet, but I was a big fan. And you're a comedic actor. They're a very, very funny guy. But I love you guys. Have a great holiday, all right? And just park under the billboard and enjoy it for a little while.
You too, Vinny. Have a great trip.
Vinny Favorito from the Westgate Hotel and Casino 9 o'clock show. Thank you, my friend. We do appreciate what you do and everything, you know, when you join us on the show. Thanks, Vinny. So we want to talk a little bit about gifts for men and what's going on. I'll do a couple gifts of plugs while you're looking. Find that. You can do that.
I'm going to take a break while you're doing it.
All right, is it find break that. Time? Barbie says take a break. All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Live, Jonathan Scott, Vegas, nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM.
Hey.
Welcome to the radio, Facebook Livers, and people in their car driving and texting and doing their makeup.
Don't text and drive.
Million Dollar Quartet star Mark D. Donovan presents Christmas Crooner at Westgate. We should be getting paid by Westgate. Las Vegas Resort and Casino, December 18th. Million Dollar Quartet star Mark D. Donovan is doing a show with Gary Green Productions, good friend of our friend John English, presents the inaugural holiday benefit show Christmas Crooner on Sunday, December 18th at 3 p.m. at Westgate. Star-studded family-friendly event will benefit Foster Change. Remember Foster Brooks? This is Foster Change. 501c3 nonprofit organization provides support, resources, and empowerment for foster kinship and adoptive families of Southern Nevada. Ticket prices $34.75 plus applicable fees can be purchased online at Ticketmaster. Starring Donovan, Christmas Cooners is his tribute to the classic holiday baritones of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I was a bass baritone.
Reminiscent of the sounds of Bing Crosby, the Bingster, the Bingmeister, Nat King Cole, Andy Williams, Perry Como, Johnny Mercer, Bobby Darin, Frank Sinatra, and others, backed by the 13-piece Smokin' Joe Escriba Big Band. Donovan will perform classic holiday tunes like It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Baby It's Cold Outside, White Christmas, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and many more along the side. Swing City Dolls, great group, worked with them before. Special guests, our friend Michelle Johnson, Graham Fenton, and Justin Shandor, who played Elvis in Million Dollar Quartet. Known for his role as Sam Phillips in smash hit musical Million Dollar Quartet at Harris, as well as his role as Sheriff Ramsey on the critically acclaimed HBO series Boardwalk Empire. Donovan's most important role to date has been that of a foster parent. So try and support that. It's Christmas Crooner. It's December 18th at the Westgate. Also, while we're doing our plugs, Chicks Who Rock is at Backstage Bar and Billiards. That's going to be Wednesday, December 14th. Featuring our friend Janine Valentine, Robin Vincent, who's also in Swing City Dolls, and just Julie Pyle from The Morning Blend. I think Julie's one of the producers, or I don't know, maybe she's playing the drums or something. But that's Wednesday, December 14th. It's Chicks Who Rock. Also, Wednesday is the Composer Showcase, which sells out. They may have a couple of tickets left, produced by our friend Keith Thompson. And it's all original music. It's at the Smith Center Cabaret Jazz. That's Wednesday night. Kelly Clinton's got her Christmas special at Ron DeCar's Event Center, so you could look that up. Clint Holmes tonight over at Palazzo with his little special Christmas show. If you've never seen Clint at Christmas,
great show.
Just awesome. Just phenomenal. I think that's everything except for Tiger. We've got our friend Tiger Todd and the Hero School. We had a benefit last week. We're asking you to support Hero School's year-end gala and celebration. It's called the Non-Event of the Year. Help us free more people from homelessness before the new year. Just a couple of days left. There's a grand raffle. There are entries, tons of prizes. And the concept is that you don't have to go. You have to get dressed up. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just bid on raffle prizes. You can make donations. Hero School is a Las Vegas nonprofit and motivates the homeless and unemployed to take action and achieve independence. Since 1995, their vision is a world led by heroes who continue discovering, developing, and utilizing their unique human powers for the benefit of their families, communities in the world. And we're sure you agree that instead of investing months planning, producing, and attending a black tie fundraiser, you should invest that cost in their expertise and invaluable donation, keeping their teams in the field, changing mindsets, and righting preventable wrongs. So visit the Hero School, and tickets are available for that. And what are you guys doing? Are passing notes?
We're basically making fun of you.
You're making fun of me because I read?
No, because you have a head cold, and every other
I
sentence
don't have a head cold.
You're like...
Oh, no, that's more the
bluffing. So I said
that's
to Bobby, bluffing. He sounds like Trump at the debate.
No, that's the Afrin that I'm addicted to. No.
It says
so anyway, your deductions are tax deductible. So thank you for staying away and saving the day. That's the Hero School. Also, we're talking about holiday stuff. We've got our friend Pablo Rodriguez here.
Let me switch hats. Yep. Hello, now I'm the cigar guy.
Now you're a cigar guy. Let's talk a little bit about gifts for men and you know, or gifts for yourself. You can get this Cubs hat.
This is used, but I am willing to sell it.
I'm starting to think that Cubs everyone hat. You invite into the studio has to come in with a Cubs hat.
I just asked Paul if he was some kind of a sports fan, and he said no, not really.
Except for the Cubs.
Except for the Cubbies. Cubs. Yeah, but how could you not?
I have a feeling this year there's a lot of those fans out there.
So let's talk about these 2-foot cigars that you brought in.
It's only 18 inches, but I could see where you might be mistaken.
are these called Series A?
That's a double Series A, because you know Series A would be 9 inches. So, yes. This we call it the All In, and it comes in a.
Just a tip?
It's just the tip? Is that what you said? Oh! Elizabeth heard it all.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Ladies' locker room.
Sorry, ma'am.
Right, but don't worry about it.
It is. It's not a novelty cigar. It's actually made, it's our Las Vegas blend or our Cuban blend. So they're made to smoke, and it's about a 4-hour smoke. So, like, during Super Bowl time. You can take that down, or if
who wants to smoke a cigar for 4 hours?
I've got a picture of me and Coach Ditka
especially
with one of
the
these
same cigar.
From a long
that's
time
insane.
Ago.
Yeah,
but these are handmade, aren't they? You can only make these by hand.
You can only make those by hand.
There's no mold for this.
Took 4 Cubans to roll that.
And then our shop is inside Binion's Casino on Fremont Street. So if you want to come by and pick up cigars,
those are nice.
We have different blends. We have our mild, medium, bold, extra bold. That's
this is called a torpedo?
It's a torpedo size. You are absolutely correct.
I do know something.
It is a double wrapper. As you can see, it has two different colored wrappers on there.
Yeah.
And it is our Kansas blend. And it's an homage to the great state of Kansas, where my wife's family's from. And they have a farm there.
When you say it's a Kansas blend, the tobacco is grown in Kansas?
Not yet, but she does have a farm there where it could be grown in Kansas.
But it isn't.
But it isn't. We call that our Twister.
That's probably a Connecticut shade wrapper.
It's exactly that. Connecticut shade and Ecuadorian dark. You see the lighter wrapper?
Right.
But it actually smells really good.
It looks like a candy cane, or some people call it a barbershop pole. Technically, it's a double wrapper. We, I think, invented the name Twister.
This smells delicious.
And that's for you. I brought that for you.
Wow, thank you very much.
We have golf lighters, something like this, where
that's actually really cool, with a divot repair.
With a divot repair and a ball marker. And you can also stick this in the ground and balance your cigar right there.
While you're hitting.
While you're hitting, so the cigar does not touch the ground and get chemicals on it and all that.
And burn the grass.
But if you come by Vado Cigars, we'll guide you through everything. We have cutters, we have lighters.
Now here's my question on lighters. Yes. I noticed it's a Calibri, which is a great brand. You know, I must have a cigar box filled of Calibri lighters.
Yes.
My problem is always after the first fill, can never get it filled right. It never lights the same again.
And I'm sure you know how to purge it and get.
No,
the air
I
out.
Don't.
Oh, well,
how do you purge it?
Oh, you think he read the instructions?
Never mind, they're no good. Just drop them off at my place. I'll take care of them for
you. Exactly.
Yeah, no cigars.
They're trash.
You should start a refilling business.
Yeah,
how many
absolutely.
Other guys are out there doing the same thing?
Have hundreds or thousands of dollars of. You should.
It's like the growler, right? You buy the first one, then you come back for all the refills.
You have to keep coming back for refills.
Is this like a Zixar? It is a Zixar.
A Zykar, yes.
Zykar. I never knew how to say it because it's an X and a K and a thing.
Like Xerox.
But these are great. These are great cutters.
Go ahead, put your finger in there.
They used to make them. It's good for circumcisions too.
Very popular bar mitzvahs.
Let's do
for the Hanukkah in your house.
For the moil in your family.
I'll do a bris.
No. Here's a Xerox. You mentioned Xerox. Here's a Xerox flask.
So we do branding, private branding. So that's for one of you. I brought a few more as gifts.
Really?
So it's over at Binion's. You're on the second floor? Or?
No, we're on the ground floor. Yeah. We're on the east side of the casino.
Everyone needs a good flask.
Somebody trying to tell you
absolutely.
Something.
We're on the east side of the casino, inside Binion's, the original front desk of Binion's, where I think they even used that in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It was filmed right there.
Yes.
So it was the original front desk on the east side before, you know, they combined it with the Mint side.
Right.
So that's where we're at. We're very proud of our location. It's small. There's a little lounge about 30 feet away. There's a great barbecue restaurant in there called Benny's Smoke and Barbecue.
And Binion's?
Inside Binion's.
You gotta go there.
You have to go there.
I've been there with Paul, but it was a couple of years ago. It was for something. I don't know.
Called Benny's what?
Benny's Smoking Barbecue.
And he smokes right in there?
You can. They've separated, so there's a small lounge directly behind there. So,
okay.
So it's sectioned off so that you can smoke cigars.
No. I'm saying he's smoking his own meat in there?
Yes, they have a.
You know how dangerous that could be.
Sorry, I didn't.
You know how dangerous
I didn't clarify which smoking I was talking about.
Yes, Vinny Favorito, he is.
He's smoking your own meat.
I was referring to the barbecue.
Well, we want to start a little improv
group.
I've never
even heard of this.
And we want you to be part of it.
I would love to be a part of it.
Yeah, your wife, Sarah. Did we mention your wife, Sarah, again?
Sarah Vato, who's an actor as well, comedic actor. I met her at a Valentine's Day party. We met on Valentine's
Day. We already heard that part.
Got engaged on Valentine's Day.
Oh, you did?
And they got married on Valentine's Day here in Vegas.
I like
that. How did you get that out of the case?
The initials are VD. And I think Ava and Big Daddy Carlos will let us do the improv at Backstage Bar and Billiards.
They absolutely would.
Upstairs. You know, there's that upstairs area. And again, congratulations on the fourth anniversary of Backstage Bar and Billiards. So if you're looking for great holiday gifts for guys or for yourself or your buddies, Vado Cigars.
Do you have a website where people can get stuff?
Yes. Right now, of course, you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Vado Cigars or at
V-A-T-O.
Paul, V-A-T-O. Like Vato.
Like Vato.
Like Pablo Rodriguez.
Yes. So
Barrio Speedwagon.
Barrio Speedwagon. You can find me at Paul Vado. And you know what? Our cigars are wonderful. They're made with love. They're made by Tabadam for us, which is in the Dominican Republic. And Tabadam owns such great companies as Davidoff and Room 101 and Camacho, so we're in great company. Our cigars are great quality, and we have something for every taste: mild, medium, bold, extra bold.
You used to have a cigar roller. Do you still have a cigar?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We still.
Well, you roll yourself.
I roll.
You and Sarah came out one time.
Most people would rather watch my beautiful wife roll than me for some crazy reason.
Well, you're going to get some tonight, Mister. Thursday, Seattle.
Seattle?
In Los Angeles. What? No, it's in Seattle. The Thursday night football.
Oh, we're talking
game.
About football now.
Yeah, well, I want to jump
I love
over
how you
football.
Made the segue.
I want to get Elizabeth's
opinion.
Well,
you're going to get some tonight. Thursday night in Seattle.
I have to go to Seattle. I'm going to travel.
Sleepless in Seattle. So let's do some picks. So what do you think about the season, Elizabeth, so far? Do you think Patriots are going to go all the way? Packers, what's your pick?
No, it's really, funny you say that. She just asked. We were just having the conversation. She said, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? Oh. I said, I don't know. I don't think my Patriots are going to go. I just don't think they're healthy enough. She said, wouldn't it be great if we had an old throwback game like Raiders-Cowboys?
Wouldn't that be an awesome
interestingly,
Super Bowl?
I went on my offshore betting site, and they have different possible matchups.
You have an offshore betting site.
Yeah, he does.
I did. And they give you all the possible matchups.
Is it Bodog?
No. So the most probable one is New England against the Cowboys. If that matchup comes to fruition,
right.
You win five times your money. If the Raiders and Cowboys end up playing in the Super Bowl, and you bet that today, you win 25 times your money.
Raiders
Whoa.
And
Cowboys.
So Elizabeth said, wouldn't it be great if we had an old throwback game like that? I said, absolutely. Well, if you bet that today for $100, you'll win $2,500.
Well, what we haven't talked about, we mentioned it, was the Deacon Jones Foundation. So can you talk a little bit about the foundation?
Well, yeah. I mean, Deacon and I formed the foundation.
Let's get the microphone a little better there.
Yeah,
work out. Got it. Deacon and I formed it in 1997, and it's to assist inner-city kids with their higher educational goals. And so we raise money through sponsorships, through special events, and wonderful other things for Christmas for men and women who like football.
Where can they get memorabilia like that?
On deaconjones.com. We have a license with the NFL to produce limited edition fine art giclées. And we have probably 100 to 130 different paintings.
Pieces like this?
Yeah, yeah. Last year at the Super Bowl, we're the only ones in the history of the Super Bowl who were ever asked to do an art exhibit. So we had all of NFL honors on Saturday night. We brought in over 100 pieces. It was amazing.
Well, you and I were talking a little bit about the Super Bowl, and you know, I play in Franco Harris's golf tournament. We've got Ditka's Gridiron greats going, and we've got Warren Moon's bowling tournament this year. So you're going this year, right? You're going to Houston.
Right, I told you what was happening.
Yeah, tell me what's going to be happening. Tell our audience, really.
Well, this year, like they did last year, in the beginning of before the game started on the field, they honored the MVPs from the prior 49 years. Well, this year they're honoring Hall of Famers who are from historically black colleges and universities.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm going to be there to represent Deacon, but they're going to have the living Hall of Famers on field, and then they're
how
going
many
to do,
will there be?
You know, I think the commissioner said that there are 20% of the black players in the NFL came from historically black colleges and universities.
So what is deemed to be a historically black college, like a Grambling or
like
a Southern?
Like South Carolina State, Mississippi Vocational, and Grambling, and all of those places I know nothing about.
Yeah.
I've never been to. Yeah, but I mean, a lot of them, most of them, I guess, are integrated now, but I know when Deacon went to school, he went to South Carolina State, and it was a black college.
Yeah, segregated.
And, yeah, segregated completely.
Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here at 920 KBAD AM. Stay right where you is.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop, coming to you from the mean streets of Charleston and Florida's broadcasting here at KBAD, 9:20 a.m.
How you doing, buddy? All right?
The KBAD.
You all right, bud?
Yeah, no,
you
I'm fine.
Taking meds today?
No, I'm fine.
Taking meds? Hey, hi. How are you? Hey.
I'm fine. Oh, not enough coffee. Big Dogs was there for the Balls of Holly ugly sweater contest on Saturday night.
Did you have your ugly sweater on?
I don't have any ugly sweaters.
Come on.
I don't.
I'm calling challenge.
I don't wear them. I don't even know where they are. I don't even know where anything is in my house. I'm a hoarder, but I can't find anything. Things are missing all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Things are missing.
Just disappearing, huh?
Big Dogs, this year, give the gift of beer. Balls of Holly sold out. There's no more Balls of Holly. they're special, but I think they're tapping a keg, and I'd like to do that myself. Happy Holidays gift set is gone. It's a special bourbon barrel aged blend beer with aromas of chocolate, coffee, and cinnamon, dipped in wax, super rare. There was only 72, but they're sold out now. But anyway, they still have the deal going on with the gift certificate. If you spend $75? No, buy $100 in gift cards at Big Dogs, and you get
$25.
Yes. No. Yes.
I've heard you do the ad. I've heard you do the ad before.
Big Dog's annual gift card sale runs through December. So it offers a $25 free gift card with a $75 purchase.
Thank God. $75 you clarified
to get. That's why I write all my copy down. Available through the manager on duty sales until the 26th.
Folks, 40 years in broadcasting, you too can be a professional.
Anyway, Big Dogs, we're starting to talk about the Winterfest, which is going to be January 28th.
Yes.
The next beer festival. The last one, the Dogtoberfest.
Out the door.
Like 4,000 people stoked. They haven't named the bands yet, but we're going to be shooting.
Now, is that also an outdoor event? Like, it's a little cold, though, right?
Yeah, but they'll do it. Yeah. Just, you know, end of January, be warming up
the
a little bit.
The summertime, they had the reggae band.
It's shorts weather, really, if you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's like summer.
It's summer.
BigDogsBrews.com. Go to the website, BigDogsBrews.com. A few months ago, Jeffrey and I started a wine club, VegasWineLovers.com. It's been through the roof. We had a wine tasting at Backstage Bar and Billiards. Paul was in Cali,
nice
so he couldn't be there. What?
Nice turnout.
Oh, we had a great turnout. We're going to do more. Of course, maybe we'll do one with Paul over at the cigar shop or Backstage.
That'd be fun to do something.
But here's an idea. If you love wine or somebody that you know loves wine, you can have wine delivered to your home or to your friend's home for a year, every month. $49 a month for two bottles or $79 a month for four bottles. Go to VegasWineLovers.com and click join, and you can find out how you can have wine delivered to your house or your friends or your lovers or both. And you can also learn about the business opportunity, how you could be in the wine business yourself. So that's VegasWineLovers.com. If you have questions, you could give me a call at 702-883-1111. That's 702-883-1111. News on the ones. So let's talk about tonight's game. You want to talk a little bit more about Pats and Ravens?
I'll
you want to move
I'll
on
go
to Thursday?
Some picks, okay?
I think
so
you've covered
everyone
it, but
obviously knows, you know, I like the Ravens tonight. The line 6.5. I'll take the Ravens plus 6.5 and under 45 tonight if you are, in fact, going to play the total. Looking at the games coming up this week, not only do we have a Thursday night game, but we have our first Saturday game of the year as we get towards the end of the year.
We do?
Yeah, we do. We have the Dolphins and the Jets on Saturday night, which here would be 5:30. On the East Coast would be 8:30. I love, love, love the Dolphins here. They're laying 2 on the road in New York. Dolphins are playing very, very good football right now, and I just
made the money line.
They did. So I like them going to New York and beating the Jets on Saturday. Lay the 2 points. Miami's going to shut down New York. They have Bryce Petty, the rookie quarterback, in there, and this defense is just too good for them. Tannehill did get hurt over the weekend, but I think he's going to be all right. They were worried about an ACL injury, but I think he's going to be all right. So take the Dolphins here. The next game we lay is 1 o'clock on, or one of the earlier games on Monday, on Sunday. The Detroit Lions are playing at the Giants. I'm going to go against the Giants here. I love the way Detroit's playing. They're getting 5 points. I know their quarterback. He got a little banged up, but he's okay.
Green Bay and Chicago.
That's the game.
That's a classic matchup.
Take the
Green Bay and Chicago. Yeah, take the Packers. Five. It's only 5.
I have 4.5 or 6.5 is the updated line.
Oh, okay.
But anything under 7, I would take the Packers because I think they're playing really good ball right now. Aaron Rodgers, his QB
phenomenal.
His QB rating is about 90 right now. I think he's only thrown 7 picks. He's going to go into Chicago and shut down the Bears.
Give us your 3 or 4 picks for the week.
Jets, Miami -2, Packers -6.5, Lions +5. I like Oakland going into San Diego, rebounding from that tough loss against KC on Thursday night in Kansas City. They're going to wipe Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Oakland -2.5, and I like over 46 in the Cowboys game.
Now do it slower. Do it again. Miami?
Miami -2. Packers -6.5. Lions +5. Raiders -2.5. Over 46 in the Dallas-Tampa Bay game.
Is that a 5-pick?
I gave you a 5-pick, Jonathan.
5-pick this week.
If you include tonight's game, it's really a 6-pick.
Elizabeth Jones, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Deacon Jones Foundation. So much,
always great to have you in. Hopefully we'll visit with you again before Super Bowl, and
absolutely,
maybe we'll see you out in Houston. Paul Votto, Pablo Rodriguez.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Barrios B-Wagon, man.
Go Bears. Put all your money on the Bears. That's my pick.
Yeah, great sports tip. Jonathan Scott, reminding you, eat well, party hard, be good to each other, have a great time. If you see me out at any of the things, please come on over and say hi. Me and Jeffrey, we're going to be out tonight watching Monday Night Football, and I'm going to say, eat well and party hard, my friends. Peace out.